Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Ciao, buongiorno. I can speak a little Italian today because my guest also speaks a little Italian, so that's going to be kind of fun, but we won't do it too much. Welcome to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is a show about coaching, and today we're actually going to be doing live coaching on the show, so we're really excited about that. If you'd like to follow along, of course, you can go to our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. You can view all of our pages, take a look at our Tabula Rasa coaching team, lots of information. If you would have any questions, there's a contact page for you to reach out and ask us anything you would like. I'd like to start the show today with a quote. It's one of my favorite quotes. I have American Indian blood running through my veins, so anything that is Native American is exciting to me. And this is a Cherokee quote. On the day that you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Live your life so that on the day you die, the world cries and you rejoice. I love that. And I invite you all to really step into your lives and live your life so that at the end you can turn back and say, wow, wasn't that a great ride? So let me just give you our call-in number. We're going to be doing live coaching. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to take calls, but if you do have a question and you want to call in, if we can work it in, we're certainly going to do that. So our call-in number this morning is 800-930-2819. And of course, if we are not able to get you online, you certainly can leave a message with Brian, my producer. Hi, Brian. And he will take your information and make sure that I get back to you. And again, you can always go to onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and contact us that way. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to be doing live coaching. And we've been talking about coaching for the past 2 months on the show. And, you know, when someone asks me about coaching and what is it, I say this to them. I said, well, first of all, it's not like therapy. And it isn't. And it's also not like a conversation with a friend. You know, when you have a conversation with a friend, they tend to want to agree with you and, you know, and you want to align with each other, validate each other. Coaching isn't that either. Coaching is a way to help propel you forward. The coach asks questions and digs and goes to natural openings. The client says something and it makes the coach curious. And so we've decided that we're going to do a series of shows with live coaching so you really can experience what it is like. It really is the most up-and-coming form of, and I'm putting therapy in quotations here, but I want to really call it self-exploration, really helping you find out who you are, find out what your truth is, find out what your purpose is. It's a really wonderful way of expanding your view of the world, finding different perspectives. So hold on to your seats. I have a volunteer on the line. Her name is Gina, and I'm going to be coaching her this morning. I have no idea. We did not have anything set up. She volunteered, and I said, don't tell me what you want to talk about, because my curiosity, is one of the best tools that I have. So without any more chatting, let's just go to Gina. Gina, are you there?
I am here.
Just tell us where you're sitting. You don't have to give us any personal information, but where are you today?
I'm in Las Vegas.
Yay. And so she is 3 hours behind us. So it is 7 a.m. there, not 10 a.m. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So what do you want to talk about today? Let's start.
Well, 3 days ago, I had a presentation to give about a new position, a new job, and it is being part of a health and wellness center, something new, fresh, and very exciting. And the gentleman just said, Gina, write your script, and I'll open all the doors. And I've never had that experience before where someone has just gladly said, here, you go, write what you wish, and we will accommodate you because you have the skills and the tools and the brilliance that we want to learn from and work with.
Wow. So what did you do? What was your script?
I haven't written it yet.
Oh, so that's it. So what do you want to say?
Oh boy. Well, I'm honored and grateful. At the same time, I have never been in one place for a very long period of time.
Oh, so let me ask you this question. You do really want to coach about what the script should say and what you're asking, or are you wanting to know, should you even start on this opportunity?
I know that this opportunity is where I need to be for my life, yet in every opportunity, I always go to, how can I get out? That's always the first question that comes up is, well, how can I get out? Yes, I want to do it, but I want an exit plan. I always have to have an exit plan.
What's that about?
I think trust and relationships.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
The question coming up for me is, you know, yes, I want to write this script and I want to be a part of this. How can I trust you? How can I trust this experience?
You know, I work with my intuition, and my intuition is saying that there's something more about this. And, you know, if that's not true, we can drop it. But if it's good, let's chew on it a little bit. How much of this is about trust of yourself?
Yeah, I'm kind of jittery now. All of a sudden, my body started kind of shaking, like, uh-oh.
So let's just look at that a moment. Let's pull it apart a little bit. Do you trust yourself to stay?
Yes, but what if there's something else?
Oh. Okay. So it's really about, are you feeling like you're going to write this, you're going to get this position, and then you're stuck there, and something better might be calling you, and what are you going to do then?
Yeah, that sounds like my life, actually.
So we have two things on the table now. How are we going to call it? This question that is pulling you out. Suppose there's something better. What happens if there's something better? Do I really have to stay here if there's something better? And this opportunity on the table that says, write what you want and you can have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that the both of them can be combined? Can you write it so that you can have it your way? And you write an exit plan, or let's not call it an exit plan, a freedom plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So before we go into the writing that freedom plan, let's just talk a little bit more about the, what do you call it? This wanting to be open for something new.
I'm going to call it home.
Hmm. Okay, so, you know, we're about to go to break, and let's just think about that on our break. I want you to think about what that actually means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be right back. Thank you.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host. Today we're doing live on-air coaching. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. And, of course, you can follow along on onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Gina, before we went to break, I asked you the question about what you want to call this longing to be open to what is coming or what happens if something is coming. And you called it home. Tell me what you mean by that.
Oh, well, I lived in Italy for 8 months, and my life had never been so abundant. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean I would go and teach a couple classes and always take time to eat and take time to meditate and people could be present with me. I could be present with them. I was doing what I love to do. And it, for the first time in my life, just felt like home.
So are you saying that what you want to be open for is a return to Italy?
Eventually. I mean, my a long-term goal is to buy a home in Italy at some point. But I would love that lifestyle to transition into my life somehow now.
Right.
So in writing the script, and as soon as I said the word home, immediately my heart just went to where I lived.
Right. And there is no doubt that there is something about Italy. It is a different lifestyle than we live here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful to get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
It lived in you, and so you know what it feels like. Is it possible for you to create it inside of you, that no matter where you are in the world, you can be home inside of you?
Yes, and that sounds challenging.
In what way?
I don't know how to keep it there. I don't know how to keep it consistent.
What would be the first thing you would change about the way you're living now to create that feeling of home?
The word coming to me is schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, my schedule is not consistent. So the change frequency is, it happens quite often. One day this, the next day that, one day this, the next day that. So the rhythm in my life is definitely always changing.
And is that something you welcome?
It's the way that I've lived for a very, very, very long time, almost my whole life. And I don't find it to be serving me anymore.
Mm-hmm. And when you were in Italy, you didn't live that way?
No, I didn't.
So what was the feeling that you had when you were in Italy?
Peace. Peace, consistency, that word, like flow is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like time was forever. It seemed like time didn't even exist.
And I have to acknowledge that there is, in Italy, we live a much slower lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to point out that the way that we live our lives is a choice.
Yes.
What is preventing you from making the choice to live that lifestyle here or wherever you are?
Thank you, Karen. That's really what this, I think that's, I just had like a aha. What is preventing me from choosing that? Really nothing. I mean, it's just, you just kind of made it very clear for me. It's like, just choose it, Gina, really. Just choose it.
And so by choosing it, what are you going to choose to do? How will you make your life? How will you live your life?
I actually, what's coming to me is, you know, basically write the life I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, I've already lived it, so I already kind of know what to write.
So let's look at it because, you know, we can write down the hard facts of it, but it's also going to require a feeling and a commitment and an embracing of those facts that you're going to be writing on in this presentation. I find it really interesting as a person who works with people who do job search and mm-hmm. have to come up against really, really, really grueling interview process. They've given you this opportunity to make a presentation. What exactly is going to be, what are they asking for in that presentation?
I already gave a presentation.
And what did you say in it?
I gave a presentation on how I teach and what I teach and the principles I go by, my core values, what I can offer in various ways. And then I did a demonstration for them.
So what is it that you need to come up with for them now in order to begin working with them?
Well, I think the logistics is what's coming, you know, money, how many classes, expectations, conscious relationship. But I really think it's the logistics of, you know, how many classes do I want a week and what am I looking to make? That's what's coming to me is, okay, now the business, because now it's like, okay, let's sit down and talk business. And that freaks me out.
So how many classes do you want to do a week?
Between 8 and 10 sound comfortable and enough for me to really give my all and be present.
How many classes were you teaching in Italy?
1, 2, 3, 4. About 9 a week.
So you're right there at that number.
Mm-hmm. And then it increased over time to about 13, 14 classes a week. It increased.
And yet you still maintain that sweet life that we talk about in Italy, even at 13 classes?
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
And I had the flexibility to go away whenever I wanted to. Yeah. Which was nice.
How will you be able to include that, I'm going to call it the freedom clause, in what you're going to be doing now?
I guess just state it. Just say, I get called out of town for opportunities to teach master classes in other places. And as long as I can get my classes covered, is this a possibility?
Mm-hmm. How does that address the longing to have that freedom?
It's important for me.
Mm-hmm. And important in what way? What is it? What does it give you?
Purpose. Because I know my purpose is not to be in just one place. I know, you know, there's this vehicle that God gave me to keep moving and to travel, to share my light with other people and other parts of the world. And I don't want to cut that off.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so we're actually coming up on a break. So let's hold that thought. that purpose, that vehicle, that doing that thing you do all around the world, and how you're going to be able to hold on to that and embrace this wonderful opportunity. So you're listening to Karen on Purpose with Karen Florence. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host. Today we're doing live on-air coaching, and we're speaking to Gina, and she is working on what she's going to do with the next phase of her life. So, Gina, let's get back to that purpose and that keep on traveling. You know, there's a couple of words that come to mind, and one of them is wanderlust, which I consider a good word. You know, the person who is always looking, where is the next place I should be? Where is the next place I should go? I kind of have a little bit of that, but I call myself the tumbleweed. I really don't want to get put my roots down too far. I've done that life already. I've already lived that very traditional life. And I'm at the stage where I want to move, you know. I go to Italy. I live down at the beach down on the Jersey Shore. I come back to Pennsylvania. And not too long ago, I really thought about, you know what, maybe it's time to stop doing that. And you know what? I'm embracing my tumbleweed. I'm not ready to do that. And there's no reason for me to do it. So when you think about, you said you've really kind of done this all of your life. Is this an aspect that you really embrace and love? Or is it an aspect of yourself that you have a little bit of fear around?
I love it because I've seen so much of the world and I've made an imprint in my own life and an impact in my own life because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am sensing that this, I can have both. Like, I feel like in Italy, I had both. I had that wanderlust. Thank you. That word is so fun and juicy. You know, I was able to travel on my weekends. I had weekends off. So every Friday I'd go and come back Monday and I'd be able to go and adventure out and do my thing and come back to my home and work. And then if I needed to go again, I'd go again.
What's the fear side of it?
The fear side of it is well, after I just said what I said, there really isn't a fear coming up. It kind of just seems possible now.
Hmm. That's good. Is there anything that you feel you are missing in your life because of that wanderlust?
A relationship.
Mm.
Yeah. A partnership.
And if you have found a partnership or when you find a partnership or, you know, have that relationship, you're probably going to end up working it out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. So maybe we need to change the freedom clause to wanderlust clause. So what will you request from this organization in terms of how you choose to work so that you can, one, maintain that peace, that home feeling, that ease that living in Italy gives, and allows you to have the wanderlust clause?
Yeah, I think it's a scheduling thing. It's just like set up the schedule how I can have the freedom to go somewhere if I need to. So it's, you know, okay, if I teach Friday before noon and I have that Friday night, Saturday, Sunday off, and Monday I don't teach until after 4, then I have that time to make an imprint in other parts of the world.
Mm. You mentioned earlier that sometimes you get requested to teach master classes elsewhere. How long did this normally last?
A day. Sometimes they'll fly me out on a Friday evening. I'll teach Saturday part Sunday and leave.
Mm-hmm. When you think about, so I want to get really grounded and really put your feet on the ground, because in the end, you know, it is really wonderful to get in touch with that thing that we're longing for, but then we have to make it work in our lives in a practical way and really manifest it. So I kind of want to move to that a little bit. When you look at the year, what do you want your year to look like?
The word routine is coming up.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
I'm going to use it as a metaphor. Just when there is this practice of a routine, there's so much growth that gets to happen and concur. And I know when I have routine, the more present I can be in my life. Because I can keep working through things and growing and getting longer. And my creativity also broadens when I have this routine with that openness to be able to maybe travel once every few months,
yeah,
or go make an imprint a couple days here or there in another place.
Do you, are there times of the year where you would like to have a longer break than 4 days?
Yeah, usually the springtime, May, sometimes April, May, but May is coming to me where I'd love just like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you think about the schedule, the routine that you would like to have, what does it really look like? It's Monday morning, and what's happening?
I wake up, I sit down, first I meditate, and then I wake up and I have my coffee and my big breakfast and maybe just talk to a few good friends, and then I plan a beautiful class. I go and I get to be around inspiring people in a community where I'm creative. I get to teach, make a difference. I can take class for myself and have a nice meal awaiting when I get home, nice healthy meal, and just relax after that. Like, there's nothing to do after work. It's just, that's it. I did it.
So when you think about that feeling that you have in Italy, what things are you going to incorporate into your daily life that will help you stay grounded in that way that we live when we're in Italy?
For one, food.
Yeah. Pizza, pasta, and wine. What the heck? Sorry, the rest of you people who don't know, but you have to go to know.
Yes.
Yeah, so. What about the food?
Just to keep that consistent and fueling myself and my life and taking time to sit and eat. Choosing it. Just choosing it. If no one else is doing it, that's fine, but I'm going to choose to do that. I just read an interesting sentence, which was, lunch breaks are not for running errands.
How about it? And you know that in Italy, lunch breaks are for a nice long lunch and wine. We drink at lunch in Italy. Yay.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. I think it's only the Americans who are crazy people on their lunch break. Everywhere else in the world, they're taking a nap. And I love that. I embrace that. And I have to say that that is something that I maintain. I do take a very long lunch break. Don't drink the wine here, though, I have to admit. So we're going to be going to a break in about a minute. And what I really want you to do is, while we're on break, I want you to think about what it is you're going to tell this organization that you are willing to do and how you want things to be in order for you to say yes to this opportunity.
All right.
And, you know, I kind of want you to start from the place of, this is how I feel when I'm in Italy and everything is relaxed and calm. And you taught 13 classes a week, which was no small feat. And yet you were still able to maintain that wonderful feeling of relaxation that we have when we're there. And I want you to start about What are those things you're going to do to maintain that for yourself? And the work schedule gets laid in and around that. So think about that for a moment, and we're going to go right to break. So we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence on WBLQ 1230 AM out of Westerly, Rhode Island. We just opened up our new studio and everyone's very excited. I can't wait to go up and record some shows up there. Congratulations to the whole WBLQ team for getting into that new office. I know it was not easy. We're doing coaching on air this morning, and we're talking to Gina, and we're about to move into getting some really concrete thoughts down about what it is she wants to do. So, Gina, on the break, we were talking about the idea, is this going to be, will you be an employee or will you be a contractor? Will you be working on a contract? And you said something really, really interesting. That was that you've avoided being an employee up until now. Why is that?
You know, for so long, my life has been to fit somewhere, to fit in, to kind of make myself fit into a title or a description. And I don't want to try and fit in. I just want to be who I am all the time. And to be an employee, there's something that says you have to be a certain way, and this is the rule, and this is how you have to show up, and what you have to wear, and this is the way you need to do your makeup and your hair, and I just want to be me 100% all the time.
So today, when you have this meeting with this organization, how am I going to help? How do I want to say this? The Gina Inc. is going to show up. You are your own company. You are your own brand, and you are now offering something to this organization. What are you going to tell them you want?
Well, I want to create a lifestyle and home like I lived in Italy, which I want a certain amount of classes each week. I want a certain amount of payment each week. And I want to have the flexibility to take off on my weekends, so I don't want to work Saturday and Sunday unless there's a workshop or something added to the schedule. But I think what I really want is a 12-class minimum. That sounds with the option, you know, for more classes.
So that's what you want. What are you going to give to make this contract balanced?
Well, what I'm giving is a lot, because I do know I have a wealth of knowledge and intelligence behind the health and wellness field.
So give me a sentence when you're sitting there saying, you know what, these are the things that I want, and for this, I'm going to give you this. What is this? What is the unique thing about you that they're not going to get anywhere else?
I know what makes me unique is I create a safe environment for human beings to move freely in space.
And there's something else I know about you, and that is that you are very passionate about what you do. You believe in what you do. How are you going to explain to them that passion, that belief, that motivation that you have, that you bring to everything that you do?
They've already experienced it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I still want to hear you say it.
I mean, there is nothing greater for me in my life than when I see a human being love a piece of themselves before they leave my class. Like, for me, it's life-changing.
I love that. So the issue that you came to this coaching session with today, have we put a big dent in it?
Oh, yeah.
So let's just go back and look at that. What surprised you in our session today?
The biggest surprise, I think, was it's so simple. like the simplicity of choice and the knowingness that I've really already had the experience of what I really want now in my life. I couldn't really see that. So thank you for helping me actually feel it.
And what is that exactly?
I know what home feels like. And it is within me. And I really won't forget it because it really is Italy. So it's like just the word Italy and it's like, oh, it's there. Oh yeah, that's the life I want again, but I want it here.
What shocked you the most about our session today?
Oh,
I love when clients take notes when we coach. I just
love it. I am reading notes because it's just, I think I walked in kind of like fearful a little bit, like, oh, I have this problem, but you really helped me to see that, like both sides of things, like why fear myself being a wanderlust? Embrace it.
Yeah.
Just embrace it. Embrace that you want to, that I embrace that I want to make an imprint and travel and that's okay. So that was the shocking thing. It's like, don't walk away from that, but just embrace it. Embrace who you are and what you want to achieve in the world.
I find that to be true too. You know, when I tell people I live part of the year in Italy, they're like, how did you do that? Well, number one, I decided. And once you decide, it has to happen. And I have to say, some of the most beautiful moments of my life have occurred in Italy. really, I try to live that lifestyle here too, but there is nothing like actually being there. So I'm going to give you some homework, and the homework is going to be to report back to me and let me know how this meeting goes today.
Okay.
We're coming up. We have 1 minute left. Is there anything else that you would like to say about our coaching today?
No, just thank you, really. I really am just grateful for this time with you, and I feel really confident to just step in to this meeting and be me. Embrace me.
I appreciate that. And so once the center opens up and you're doing classes, let us know. We'll post it on our website, and anyone who's out in Las Vegas can come take a class with you, and that will be exciting.
Yeah.
And again, thank you so much for volunteering to be on the show and letting me coach you live on air. It was exciting for me, and I hope that our listeners really enjoyed it. So you've been listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host. Go to our website. This show is going to be, of course, has been recorded and it's going to be edited and will end up in our archive, so you'll be able to listen to it again. You can find us on onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Please take a look at our website. Take a look at the Tabula Rasa coaching team. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.